I love that AI Wonderland Weekly is basically a friendly compass for everyone trying to keep up with AI research. It filters, explains, and contextualizes all the fast-moving stuff, so it feels much easier to follow.
That's the core idea. The 17 July 2026 edition leans into the playful line that rabbits read the research paper so you don't have to. And it captures the purpose well, helping people stay informed without spending hours scanning papers, benchmarks, technical blogs, and conference notes.
And that matters, because AI research can be genuinely exciting, but also overwhelming. New models, training methods, safety frameworks, and technical explainers keep appearing, and it can feel like there's always one more thing to catch up on.
Exactly. Without a filter, it's easy to lose track of what actually matters.
But it's not trying to replace deep reading. It's more like a guided tour through the week's most important AI developments, which I think is such a helpful framing.
It's meant to answer three practical questions: what matters, what is new, and why it might be worth attention.
That makes it especially useful for people who are interested in AI, but don't have time to follow every paper. Founders, product managers, developers, students, marketers, and other professionals can all use it to understand how AI is changing their tools and workflows.
The value isn't just in listing new models or launches. It's in showing how individual developments fit into a broader story about where AI is heading.
I really like that too. There's a theme that a lighter tone can make AI communication more effective, because the field often uses dense technical language that can feel intimidating, even when the ideas underneath are important.
That's true. A more human, conversational style can make the subject feel less like a lecture and more like a useful explanation.
But it doesn't mean the content should be shallow. A good AI roundup still needs to be accurate and useful.
Right. The difference lies in framing. Instead of starting with equations or architecture details, the digest can start with the practical question of what the development changes for people building, buying, or using AI.
It also helps readers know what to look for in a weekly AI roundup. The first thing is clarity. Ideas should be explained in plain language without being oversimplified to the point where they lose meaning.
The second is context. A new model or paper is more useful when readers understand how it compares to earlier work.
And the third is relevance. Not every research update matters to every reader, so a good digest should help separate signal from noise.
The article identifies several categories that make a weekly AI roundup valuable. One is model updates showing measurable improvements in reasoning, coding, vision, or long context tasks.
Another is research papers introducing new ways of training, evaluating, or securing AI systems.
Then there are tooling changes that make it easier for developers or non-technical users to build with AI.
Safety and policy discussions are important too, because they shape how AI systems are deployed and regulated.
An industry moves that hint at where the field is heading next.
When all of those pieces are presented together, readers get a fuller picture than any single headline can provide.
The article also suggests how to use AI Wonderland Weekly in a personal workflow. Rather than treating it as a one-off read, it works better as a regular weekly checkpoint.
That's a really good point. Over time, that helps you track patterns, whether researchers are focusing more on efficiency, whether companies are pushing harder on multimodal systems, or whether safety concerns are becoming a bigger part of the conversation.
It can also help you build a personal shortlist. Readers can save papers or tools that catch their eye and note whether they relate to their own work.
And over time, that makes it easier to distinguish genuinely useful developments from noise.
The name AI Wonderland is meaningful too. It suggests a more imaginative framing than a standard tech newsletter.
I love that. It presents AI not merely as a product category, but as a shifting landscape full of strange, useful, and sometimes unexpected ideas.
That framing can be helpful because AI research is evolving quickly, and some important breakthroughs may initially come from experiments that seem unusual.
A playful identity can also make the habit of reading easier and more sustainable.
In a field that can feel cold, fast, and competitive, a welcoming tone can improve engagement.
The final takeaway is really encouraging. Staying current with AI does not always require a heavy academic commitment.
A reliable weekly guide can read the papers, filter the clutter, and explain what is actually important.
In a fast-moving field, the best way to keep up is not to read everything, but to know what deserves attention.